USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What a job. What a job, Raj. Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs. So we actually did. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food, burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all American companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs. We have quarter pounders with cheese. We have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that. Right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
And football and the relationships through football created this opportunity. And for that, I'm so thankful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In Barron, Wisconsin, the horrifying details of Jamie Kloss's abduction spelled out in court papers as Jake Patterson, 21 years old, makes his first court appearance in an orange prison jumpsuit, bail set at $5 million cash. Patterson telling detectives he sees Jamie, just 13 years old, getting onto a school bus as he's heading to work and decides she's the girl he's going to take. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Bail is set at $5 million for Jake Patterson, the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Patterson made his first appearance in court. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams was surprised Patterson's attorneys didn't ask for one thing.
One of the things that I was taken back by, and I thought that his lawyers, meaning Patterson's lawyers, would have asked for some kind of a psychological evaluation, because quite naturally, what they are probably going to use at some stage is the insanity defense.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In USA Radio News for your health, a new study linking belly fat to a shrinking brain. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details now from Washington, D.C.
The research published in the journal Neurology finds the people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Gray matter being that contains much of the brain's nerve cells and controls things like muscles and senses. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure led to the obesity or if the obesity is what caused changes in the brain. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another Confederate memorial being taken down. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
The controversial Children of the Confederacy Creed plaque at the Texas State Capitol is coming down. It only took a few minutes for the board to agree with the motion to remove the Confederate plaque. Governor Abbott chairs the board.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say no or nay. Hearing no nays, the ayes have it.
State Rep. Eric Johnson of Dallas had filed legislation to remove it. He's a descendant of slaves.
Every time I walk past that plaque and I think about the school children who are being miseducated by that plaque, I also think about folks like my mom.
The plaque was called out by historians for denying slavery was a cause of the Civil War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.